Well, the House has generally been a more conservative body than the Senate, particularly with regard to immigration issues, unfortunately. And so while certainly if we see a window, whether it be through the bill coming over from the Senate or otherwise, a lot of us members, particularly of minority districts, will be jumping on it to support it. Based upon my experience of now six sessions in the legislature, I just see a pretty unwelcoming body waiting for that bill in the House, unfortunately.
Now, as I'm sure you're aware, there is also currently a legal fight over this same issue. Three Florida students have filed a federal lawsuit claiming discrimination. They were born in the U.S., but their parents came here illegally. Now, these students are being charged out-of-state tuition rates, which is sometimes three or four times as much or more. Many of your state house colleagues say those students should not be eligible for in-state tuition because their parents came here illegally. What's your take on that?
There's a very strong argument that citizens of the United States whose parents happen to be undocumented should not be penalized with regard to residency and tuition. That has a lot to do with a similar issue with the DREAM Act on the federal level. And so not only am I wholly supportive, but I think there's a strong argument in the courthouse and in the Capitol to allow these children who are legal U.S. citizens to enjoy the same rights as everybody else.
Now, Senator Siplin's bill goes even further than that. It would allow even foreign-born students, undocumented students, the lower in-state tuition rates as long as they went to high school in Florida for at least 3 years.
Right. With regard to those who are children who are undocumented but who have been here since at least 10th grade, I'm supportive of the bill because it would help out my constituents. But I do have certain reservations. I'm kind of torn on the issue personally in that, on the one hand, we've seen it be well established in government. If you educate people, if you get them trained, then they are more likely to be able to get a job, less likely to need government services and the like. And so I'd want to see where we'd come out on top as far as what money we were allocating to students versus what money we may have saved in social programs. Overall, these would be issues I'd be looking at more closely, but on par, I would be supportive of the bill for both sections because I have a high Latino constituency. I also have Puerto Rican descent, and so I'm sympathetic to the issue overall. And because it would help my constituents, I would support it. But I would want to see if we could refine it in the various ways I just discussed.
Well, you know, some opponents of this type of legislation say it's unfair for undocumented immigrants, or for their children for that matter, to be allowed the same benefits as some others who waited their turn and went through the proper channels and became legal naturalized citizens. What's your response?
Well, certainly it is unfair, and they are correct, but we have to look at it from all policy angles, and the fact is they're here, and the state of Florida has to deal with them until the federal government will be able to resolve either immigration reform or eradicate this state of undocumented workers, which I don't think will ever happen, and I hope never happens. But they're right. It is unfair, but the bottom line is we have to deal with the folks who are here as state lawmakers. Because if you follow that argument to its end, we do nothing. And doing nothing in this arena is unacceptable.